As the topic might suggest, these are the types of clauses that can ultimately become gotchas if not treated carefully. So some of these kind of commonly used documents that we all see all the time, memorandums of understanding, letters of intent, things like non-disclosure agreements and confidentiality agreements, and then some things that we might think of as just kind of boilerplate clauses like insurance or even bigger clauses like limitations on liability can have some far-reaching implications if not treated correctly. So we're going to talk about a couple of these in particular and really try and think about the ways in which we can learn from some of the places where they've gone wrong, some of the case law, and how that can impact the drafting. Starting with some non-binding preliminary agreements.
Yes. So we're going to start with contracts that are not supposed to be binding, but in various circumstances, unfortunately, for at least one of the parties, turn out to be binding. And of course, you can have a binding contract by language, but there are also ways contracts can be binding if there are implied obligations or the parties engage in subsequent events, such as a CEO says on a conference call, we now have a deal, or the parties agree in an innocuous phrase in the non-binding agreement to use to act in good faith to negotiate a deal. So we're going to talk about a number of cases, and you know these types of provisions are often litigated in M&A deals where there's enough money at stake, but they have implications for all types of contracts, and that's why the Planning Committee wanted to talk about them. So one of the cases is, and I don't know exactly how to pronounce these names, but SIGA Technologies and Pharmathene.